Okay, so we are up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 3, Mishnah 5 of Maseches Yoma. So since in the last Mishnah we discussed a little bit about what the Ketores process looked like in the morning on Yom Kippur, so now we're going to discuss what the Ketores process looked like throughout the rest of the year. And it would seem that this, at least when it comes to the morning Ketores process, it sounds a lot like what it looked like on Yom Kippur as well. Says Mishnah Hey, Ketores Shal Shachar Haisa Kareva Bein Dam. The Ketores of the morning that was offered when throughout the rest of the year between when they would throw the blood of the morning Tamid on the Mizbeach and when they would burn the limbs of the morning Tamid, Shel Bein Harbayim Bein Hayivarim Lanasachim. And when it came to the afternoon Tamid, the Ketores was offered between the burning of the limbs of the Tamid, of the Asherun Tamid, and the offering of the Nesachim, which over here essentially means the Mincha and the wine libations that they used to do that was normally linked with the Tamid, so they would bring the Ketores in between the burning of the limbs and offering up the Nesachim. Let's say you had a very sensitive Kohen Gadol, or he was old, and he just could not stand the cold water of the mikvah. So mechamen, whenever he would have to immerse, mechamen lo chamen, they would warm up some water before Yom Kippur. Obviously, they can't do it on Yom Kippur because it's a malacha. Umatil and tochat soni, and then they would throw this water into the cold mikvah water on Yom Kippur, so that the coldness would go down a little bit, it would lose its chill, and therefore he'd be able to tovel hopefully without any problems. Mishnah Vav continues off from where we left in the Yom Kippur service that we were saying in Mishnah Dalid last time. Have you who levesa parva v'akudesh hayasa? They would bring him up to the mikvah that was on top of the house of Parva, right, and which was again a very holy part of the Beis Hamikdash. Persu sadin shall butz beno levinam. They would then spread a linen sheet between him and the rest of the people. Kidei shiatav raglavu fashad. Now it's a machlokas. What happened first and in which order? So the Tanakhama seems to say that he would sanctify, he'd wash his hands and his feet, and then he would remove the gold garments that he was already wearing. However, Rabbi Meir says, Pashat Kidesh Yadav Raglav. First he removed his clothes, first he removed the gold garments, and then he would wash his hands and his feet. Okay, it's machlokas. Continues the Mishnah. Yarad v'taval alav v'nestapag. He would then go down to the mikvah, and he went in, he immersed himself, and he came out, and he would dry, towel himself off. Heviyu lo v'gdei levan. And then they would bring him the white linen garments that were to be worn for the special, the special Yom Kippur parts of the service that were specific to Yom Kippur. That's when he would wear them. They would bring him those clothes. Lavash, he'd put them on. He would then, again, sanctify his hands and his feet. He'd wash his hands and his feet. So that brings us to the end of Mishnah Vav, of Mishnah 6, God willing. Next time we'll continue with Mishnah Zion, but for now we will stop right here.